Good morning. It is about 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm Bill Small here. And we're joined, as we oft times are, on a Wednesday morning at this time by Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Once again, a delight to have you in the studio here with us, Candy. And you're going to tell us all the stuff that's going on in and around our fair burg.
Absolutely. Good morning, everyone.
Both of you listening right now, you've been officially greeted.
That's right. Good morning, Coffeyville.
Hi, you two.
Well, I'm going to start off because I had a great time last week. So there was the groundbreaking for the soybean plant up by Cherryville.
Everybody was there.
Yes, right. It was packed. There was a luncheon. Then there was also a ribbon cutting at the Office of Rural Prosperity. But yes, Governor Kelly, senators, representatives, everybody. But it's just nice to have that positive energy. I mean, that
John
just
Leonard was
gets
there
you,
too.
Yes,
I mean, okay, the governor that's fine, the senator okay, but John Leonard was there. To me, that's
there
the big deal.
There was lots of media there that
lots
day.
Lots of stuff
yeah,
going on.
And it was
on.
A little warm outside
a
that day.
A little bit, yes.
A little bit, mm-hmm. yes. But it was nice. It was nice to have that great news, and then of course, and I'm sure you guys already talked about this, but they shared also along with the big project. That Kansas got the economic Golden Shovel Award again for the second year in a row.
Hey.
So when things like that happen, then other companies across the U.S. start going,
they got a golden shovel over there.
What's going on? What are they doing?
They must be doing something right.
Yes, exactly. So that's good things to hear. I've had some calls a lot the last few months on stuff. So we're poised for growth. But I told someone the other day, growth is not something that just happens overnight.
It takes some preparation and planning and talking to people and schmoozing.
This company has to build the plant first, then it's got to start operating, and then
there's
got to be
housing and infrastructure and all
but
that other stuff.
We're working on it. We are.
I know we are. We're doing a fine job.
I'm excited. So.
Yeah, you should be.
Yes. All right. Last chance to register for our Google workshop. So we have someone from Google who is going to be presenting a workshop on basically, how do you get found online?
Your SEO search, optimization,
yes,
that kind
optimization,
of thing. Right.
Yeah. All kinds of, you know, and just how Google works. Because sometimes you just don't even realize, oh, that's how they pull the top leads.
I've always pictured Google a back room somewhere with a bunch of wizards with those like pointy hats with arcane mystical symbols all over them, waving wands. And you're telling me it's not
some
that?
Kind of magic. I'm sure. Absolutely. So. Well, anyway, if your business wants to be found online, join us for the workshop. It's next Wednesday. Call me and I'll get you set up for that. Also, time is almost running out to find out more about the Chamber Blue health insurance program.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about that a lot the last few months, but I'm still amazed how many businesses I'll come across that said, oh, I didn't know you guys were doing that, or I didn't think I qualified. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a small business of three or a corporation of several hundred.
Matter of fact, if you're a small business of three, this is probably more beneficial for you and your employees than it would be for a
large
business.
Most of them probably didn't even have it.
Exactly.
They didn't, you know, could afford it.
Can't afford to provide insurance for the employees. This is a great way to get that insurance.
But also, we've got some larger businesses that are excited because it adds up. Let's say you have 200 employees and now you're saving, I don't know, let's say $40 a month times 200 employees, you know, that adds up. So every little dollar we can save, because right now they're estimating at least 4,000 to 6,000 people that'll be on this plan.
Okay.
So that makes the rates affordable. So call me. I'm trying to save you money.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Okay. We talked about this last week. Summer Celebration is coming up. We're excited.
I had a couple cats in here yesterday to talk
about
that.
Yes, that's good. Yeah. So did they talk about the VIP booth,
Yes,
too?
They did. And you know, we are giving away free raffle tickets to that here. One a day for folks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll pick a caller and say, all right, you're registered. And we're telling everybody all about it. Why don't you give us a lowdown on it again,
though? If for some reason they don't win, they can always go by lots of places. So the Community Foundation, Reawakening Office, Liebert Brothers, and the Chamber. All of us have tickets.
That's right.
So you just come in, buy a raffle.
$5.
And then, yeah, that's
super cheap. To sit in the VIP booth.
Yes.
25 of your closest friends and relatives.
25 of your closest.
Yeah.
Do I have 25 close friends?
I'd have to hire some.
But it's exciting. We were really excited about Summer Celebration. I like to spend the whole day there off and on. It gets warm, but you go early, you do the car show, you do this, and then you leave.
And you got to hit all the vendors.
Yes.
Yeah, go with an empty stomach so you can hit all the vendors.
I know. Yeah. It's always so much fun. Speaking of other tickets, though, the Midland Theater Foundation's pleased to present their 6th annual Vaude in the Ville.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a variety show that we do in town. Popular every year. It's been growing and growing. But it'll be happening on August 8th. No, sorry, 6th. August 6th. It's a Saturday. But tickets for the event are $25 each. And you can purchase them online. Just go on to the Midland Theater, or you can go to the Caulfield Reawakening headquarters.
So. And Denise York will be on the show tomorrow. She'll probably have more to say about that. They've resumed their regular Thursday visit with us here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I know she didn't want to do that. She doesn't like to talk.
Oh, yeah. She's fine. I love having her here.
She's like, really? Don't make me do it.
Oh, she's fine. Oh. She's over her radio shock now.
She's getting better.
I've sort of warmed her up to the whole, It's just a conversation between friends.
As they say.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's still summer, but enrollment
it's barely summer. It's just barely, started. It started yesterday.
No, barely. We only have 2 months left.
Only. That's you have barely. 3 months left. June, summer, July,
June's
August, September.
No, we don't count June. I mean, we got.
Well, you have you have all of July, all of August, and most of September.
September doesn't count. Well, especially if
Candy
we're
Westbrook
talking about
changing the calendar here for
I'm
us on
it.
Mighty
nope,
690.
We're not going to do that.
Right.
Well, this is talking about school, though.
Oh, okay.
You have to start doing online registration.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes. So
yeah.
Even though we're right in the middle of summer, you got to get out there. So that opens up July 8th. If you are a current student parent, you log into your parent portal. But if you're new, just contact the board office.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple shout-outs I want to give. So for one, big shout-out to Mike DeRosa. Have you met him yet?
Not yet, I don't think.
So he is an art instructor over at CCC, but he also does projects all over town. I mean, everybody hires him to do murals everywhere. He does wonderful work.
He's the mural guy.
He is the mural guy. He does lots of those. And he completes some artwork for the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And it wonderful, wonderful job. So shout out to him and that partnership with the Boys and Girls Club. And then another great partnership, the fire department and the maintenance staff of CCC work together on some fire extinguisher training and basic safety and you know, you can't always have the fire department right there.
Everybody should know how to operate a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
And what to use which fire extinguisher for. The water one you can use for wood fires and cloth and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the kind of you have a grease fire. You don't want to be spraying water on that because you're going to spread the flames everywhere. And if you have an electrical fire, there's a whole different Class C fire extinguisher for that.
Actually used to teach a class, but I've already forgot half of it because when you don't use it enough, you kind of start losing some of it. But
well, every
I
time you
to,
learn something new, something old pops out of the brain.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's just not enough room in there. Yeah. But it was called Basic Operating Procedures. It was for usually large industry contractors and stuff. But yes, we go over all the safety protocols, including fire hazard. But yeah, I remember all about
that. The old A, B, and C fire extinguisher.
Okay, so a reminder from one of our members. It is hot outside. We all know that. It's definitely
thank you, Mrs. Obvious.
Definitely warm. Oh, my goodness. But you can still enjoy a cold drink at Terabinith because a lot of times people think, oh, it's hot.
Oh,
I don't
Di
want
and
coffee.
I went there for the first time on Saturday.
Oh.
She's been pestering me to go there. And
yes.
And so we finally went on Saturday, and I had a delicious sweet tea. She had one of their latte drinks. She had a Monte Cristo sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I had the turkey bacon and the turkey bacon club. Fantastic. And what all the atmosphere of that place.
Oh, I know.
It's like something you'd find in a larger city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I tell everybody, just because it's hot doesn't mean you can't go in there.
Right.
Because they got, like you said, they got
air conditioning.
Cheese,
they have air conditioning.
They have lunch. They have salads, yogurts. I mean, all kinds of good stuff. So
tasty tater chips there too.
Everything. All right. I guess I'll wrap us up with events happening in Caulfieville. So this weekend is a very busy weekend here in the area. To start off, there's a thing called a trike in. So trikes of every shape and size are going to be in town.
So tricycle gangs of 5 and 6 year olds coming into town to wreak havoc is what you're saying?
Yes. It's something new. I don't know. Donnie Miller and Rude Awakening are kind of planning it, and then they're going to be performing on Friday night at 7.
Hell's Toddlers.
Open to the public. So if you like Donnie Miller, that's kind of a cool thing. You get to bring a lawn chair and just listen to a concert. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's good. Then Saturday, there's lots of things Saturday. There is a crawfish boil over in Independence at Indy Brew Works. And this is a special fundraiser for our Coffeeville Fire Department Union. Right.
So I told Lisa Wilson yesterday, your counterpart up in Indy, that we used to call those crawdaddies.
You ever
heard of them as crawdaddies?
Mm-hmm.
Used to go down to the creek. You know, we always say creek instead of creek.
What was the other name for them? Not crawfish. Crawdads.
Crawdads or crawdaddies.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have more than one.
Yep. I remember we used to do those. Yeah. Yes.
I'm an Iowa boy.
Iowa.
Yeah.
Also on Saturday is the adult prom. Mm-hmm. I think the tickets are sold out, but you can look online, check on Facebook, but they're having like an adult prom.
Doesn't
so
hurt
that's
to
gonna
double
be fun.
Check. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Saturday and Sunday, CCC Theater has Aladdin Jr. Mm-hmm. So wonderful play production. So, yeah, tons of stuff to do all weekend long. And then next Thursday, the Aquatic Center has their annual Throwback Thursday.
Okay, Throwback Thursday. What's that all about?
So, basically, they drop the price to $1.25.
There's your throwback.
So, it's your throwback. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they have car show and games and activities and just old music. And so, Throwback Thursday. Although, I'm getting to that age where now the oldies music is, you know, like 80s. And, and they're like, oh, that's the old music. I'm like, no, it's not.
Well, I'm 15 years older than my wife, and she'll hear a song on the radio from like the early 80s. That's old. And I look at her. I say, you have no idea.
No.
Yeah, to me, oldies is like anything before 1970. Mm-hmm, you know, but that's because I'm decrepit.
One last event this Friday, big one. It is the Interstate Fair and Rodeo One Day Sale.
We've been running ads for them.
Awesome. Yes. So online is going to be the best way to go.
Right.
No lines, no technology. Whatever. Easy, click, done. Mm-hmm. But if you need to come in, there is going to be someone from the Fair and Rodeo who will be at the chamber that day, and they're going to be setting up a little registration table, and you can purchase your tickets. And then after that, you can buy them anytime.
Right.
But definitely that day is when you get the good price and get all ready. So I'm so excited about the Fair and Rodeo this year. It's just, you know, so many events kind of had to be scaled back because of COVID.
Yeah.
And so everything's
back to full life now. Right.
Yes. Fun. So lots to do in Coffeeville in the next few weeks.
How's the icy machine?
You know, the company has still not came out to repair it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it right now it's maintaining. It's not. We try not to run it the full day. You know, we'll try to run it for a few hours and take a break, but it's holding out. So
if you want an icy, you know, you take your chance, you get what you get, right?
Yeah. Hopefully they'll be here soon, but you know, everything is backed up. We're waiting on somebody to come for AC, our AC unit's messed up.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
So we got a big old leak in the ceiling and,
wonderful.
Yeah. Fun times, but that's okay.
How'd the sale go?
It wasn't too bad. I think I don't remember how much we made, but we got rid of most of the stuff that we wanted to. There was a few items left, and I left them outside and they were gone by the next morning. I was like, okay, great,
they
thank
just
you.
Grew legs
just
and walked away
it, I did not want to haul it back up to that top closet area. So
all right, Candy Westbrook, Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, always a breath of fresh air and a bright light in the studio here. Thanks for getting us all caught up. And what's your website again?
CoffeevilleChamber.com.
All right.
Pretty easy to remember.
That's a great way to check on the status of the IC machine. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.